Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Life After Coffee by Virginia Franken, performed by Terry Schnaubelt. Chapter 1. Bacon. Peter always cooks bacon for breakfast on departure days. We all know you can't really compensate two children for their mother disappearing on a six-week work trip with three rashers of thick-cut streaky and an elephant-shaped pancake, but my husband is giving it his best shot anyhow. I have no idea how he makes the pancakes. Some secret technique involving a turkey baster and a couple of measuring cups. The man's a modern-day hero. I just wish he could display his culinary gifts whilst not wearing the apron. The apron. It was a gift from my mother two Christmases ago. My husband, bless him, didn't read a thing into it. I, however, having known my mother almost 30 years longer than Peter has, saw the gift for what it was, a bold-faced comment on the gender roles within our marriage. Mom's from England and likes to make her remarks on our unconventional setup nice and indirect, so indirect that most people would miss it. Not me, however. "Oh, well done, Amy. Dinner smells wonderful," was the first thing she said as she walked in the door on her last visit. "Don't look at me. Peter cooked it." That Christmas, the apron arrived. And now Peter wears it when he cooks bacon, which he always does on departure days, emphasizing the untraditional element of our relationship just when I'd most like to gloss over it. Let me explain. The apron is not a navy and white striped cotton affair with white ties. No, it's hot peach, made from some sort of faux silk with "Kiss the Cook" printed on it. Peter wears it so he doesn't get covered in bacon fat splashback. Despite the emasculating apron and the fact that his fuzzy-wuzzy beard could use a healthy trim, Peter is looking straight-up handsome today. He is classically beautiful, all heavy dark brows with a strong flat nose sitting between a pair of broad rosy cheekbones. Roman Centurion meets Colin Farrell. I would quite like to have kissed the cook, plus a whole lot more, this morning, but I didn't get the chance. Things move into hyperdrive on departure day. The first rule of departure day is, you do not talk about departure.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?